Hey guys, welcome to the program. This is the Abuse Prevention Project, episode 13. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about two things that I wanted to give a little bit of an update on that I think is very important. For the first off, I wanted to talk about my credentials. So I want everyone to know when they're listening to these podcasts that I am not a certified clinician nor a doctor. So anything that I say, I'm not going to be really helping anybody that's already in the sexual abuse field or into, abuse themselves. I will be able to refer them to people that I know and trust. That comes with, that's just something that needs to be done, just like I've talked about before. But as far as me, my call is to help and prevent from before it even happens. So like, if I can raise awareness, this is what God's called me to do, is to raise awareness and talk about, the way data and digital devices kind of are intersecting in the sexual abuse field beforehand, and just raising awareness and having conversations about this type of stuff. I think it's really, really important. And I am going through the undergrad and hopefully want to go on to the master's, and also want to go on to the doctorate eventually is my plan. I'm not sure. I'm just going to take it semester by semester and figure it out. But my goal is that I need to have a disclaimer on all my episodes that I am not a certified physician. And I feel like I have a lot of value to add because of what we went through with our children's abuse. You know, I feel called and led to do the prevention, but I want to take care of it before it even starts to happen. But once the abuse happens, I will be referring to someone who's really a professional and really knows how to deal with these types of situations. So second of all, I also wanted to give a little bit of an update on the pastor's episode that I did a while back called "Are Pastors Really Equipped to Counsel You?" And this kind of piggybacks off of that a little bit. I got a comment that I thought was really important, and I wanted to make clear. I thought I said it in the episode, and I went back and I kind of said it, but I kind of glossed over it, and I want to make sure that I'm really clear on this. So when I said that, pastors need to have people in their arsenal in order to refer, I also want everybody to understand I still feel that way. I still feel like a lot of pastors are not trained in order to help people with mental health in certain areas. They need a specialist. I do believe that. But I also believe that it's really good if a counselor, that's the reason I said that it would be good to have a counselor on staff, like a minister of counseling, for somebody that can work with the pastor and kind of go alongside them, that would hopefully have the same theology, the same background and study, and believe the same thing that you do in your church, so that y'all can work through that kind of stuff together. And then, at that point, it's up to the counselor and the pastor and how they get it done. But I think working together with counselors is the way to do it, and kind of work hand in hand in order for that to work. So I just think that would be an amazing dream if pastors knew when, the theology and being able to talk about that kind of stuff. I really know that I want to help you, and I'm going to go alongside of you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to be with you. But there's someone I think that you could talk to that would be able to help you with this, and even more qualified than me in this specific area. So then you could have them on speed dial, or however you wanted to do it, and they could be as a extension of the church to be able to help you with that. So anyways, to summarize two things, I'm not a certified physician or a counselor. So when I'm talking about these things, it's from a point of what I've been through in my experience, and also what I've accomplished and learned over the last 6 years, and a lot of trends that I see. But I am not yet done with my degree. I am all about preventing. That's what God's called me to do, is prevent these types of things from happening by talking and educating and raising awareness. But at the same time, just as a disclaimer, I am not a doctor. So anyways, that's out of the way, and I thought that would make me feel a little bit better in explaining, what I'm doing here. So anyways, love you guys, and we'll see you at the next episode. Thanks. Bye.